This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Larry Kudlow, the president's new-ish chief economic advisor, said something interesting on Fox News today in the course of a conversation about his boss's tax cuts and the overall state of the American economy. Here you go.
You know, I'm old-fashioned. I'm a JFK tax cutter. I'm a Ronald Reagan tax cutter. A rising tide lifts all boats. We are starting to see an economic boom.
It's worth a mention here on that boom thing that the American economy has been growing for almost 9 straight years now. But Mr. Kudlow's comments are a good jumping off point for news out of the International Monetary Fund this morning. The IMF figures the global economy is going to grow at a rate of 3.9% this year, and it bumped its growth target for this economy, the U.S. economy, to 2.9%, oh so very close to the 3% forecast the Trump administration has been promising. We've called Kathy Bosjancic. She's the chief U.S. financial markets economist at Oxford Economics to get a little context on this. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
What do you make of this IMF forecast, first of all?
Well, not surprising that they revised up their forecast across the globe. It reflects strong underlying economic activity and momentum that should carry into 2018. In addition to that, it incorporates a fiscal stimulus from the U.S., so in the form of both tax cuts and additional spending.
Well, let me ask you about, since you brought it back to the States, let me ask you about the tax cuts and the spending. We're spending a whole lot of money. We're adding to the deficit. We're going to get this short-term bump. Will it last? Is it the sugar high or is it for real?
That's the key question. Many economists, including ourselves, debating that. And the Federal Reserve, by the way, openly debating and wondering about it. It does boost growth, we think, in the short term for 2018-19. We're skeptical that it has much of a long-lasting impact beyond that, though.
You mentioned the Fed. I'll pick up on the minutes of their most recent meeting. They said they were concerned about the increased debt load, the deficit that these things add. How, in the long term, how bad is that additional deficit that we're piling on, $1 trillion a year?
Well, it is additional debt and borrowing that needs to take place in addition to what was already a bad situation. Yeah. So it just made a bad situation even worse. There's no doubt about that.
Step back for me, would you, Kathy, and talk about the forces acting in the global economy, right? Because we've got these stimuli going in the United States. What's driving the rest of the world, and can the rest of the world keep it up?
So about 18 months ago, China's growth started to slow a little bit, and the Chinese authorities initiated their own form of stimulus. Mm-hmm. It stimulated the Chinese economy, and that had some positive ripple effects throughout the globe, particularly with Europe. So we finally saw the Eurozone outperforming and was red hot, the growth rate about 2.4%. That's probably more than double their underlying potential growth rate. Hmm. We contrast that with the U.S. The U.S. underlying potential growth rate is about 1.8%.
Whoa, say that again. 1. How many percent?
1.8% is the underlying potential growth rate for the U.S.
What does that mean?
So it means, what is the best we can do in the long run on a sustained basis? We're at full employment and low inflation.
Let me throw a global trade four-letter word at you and get your reaction as it relates to global economic growth. Tariff, which I know isn't a four-letter word.
Right. It is a bad word, though, for most economists. It tends to retard global trade and global economic activity. And eventually is actually negative for even productivity growth.
All right. Spitball this for me then. And I get that you're not a political prognosticator, but what do you think happens with the tariffs and the talk of trade wars?
There's a lot of uncertainty around, you know, what plays out. What we have seen is that even the threat of tariffs and increased protectionism has had an adverse effect on a number of economic data points, particularly business and consumer confidence.
Kathy Bosjancic, she's at Oxford Economics. Kathy, thanks a lot for your time.
My pleasure. Kai, thank you.